media hiding the facts on ongoing immigration crisis. According to a new Harvard-Harris poll, most Americans greatly underestimate the number of illegal aliens entering the United States each month. And one reason could be the news media's reluctance to disclose the real statistics. An MRC study of every ABC, CBS, and NBC evening news broadcast from January 1st through to May 15th of this year found a total of 234 stories that talked about illegal immigration, but less than one-tenth of those actually informed viewers about the dramatically increasing rate of illegal crossings. Apprehensions at the US border have surpassed 100,000 per month, an 11-year high. The Harvard-Harris poll found 87% of respondents guessed that the number of border apprehensions was significantly lower. A majority, 52%, estimated the rate was less than 100,000 per year. Having the correct data changes minds. An ABC News Washington Post poll that did not provide this context found 64% of respondents opposed President Trump's February 15th emergency declaration in order to free up money for the barrier construction. Meanwhile, the Harvard-Harris poll found that when respondents were told an actual rates of illegal immigration, those numbers flipped, with a majority of 52% supporting it. Additionally, 47% of those polled by Harvard-Harris wanted to see current asylum restrictions tightened, while only 19% wanted them loosened. Network journalists frequently downplayed these numbers by comparing them to the record high rate back in 2000 and concluding that illegal immigration was decreasing, even though the current rate is the highest in 11 years. For example, ABC's Matt Gutman asserted during the January 8th edition of World News Tonight that illegal immigration rates had plummeted over the past two decades. On February 15th, CBS Evening News anchor Jeff Glor similarly pontificated, "Here is the reality provided by the US government's own statistics tonight. Apprehensions are down 70% from a record high 19 years ago. The Harvard-Harris poll suggests that Americans adopt more restrictionist stances when they are made aware of the actual rate of illegal immigration. By shielding viewers from the data, these networks are tipping the scales for the kinds of looser immigration policies favored by liberals."